guys, welcome back to another episode of Brewing Her. My name is Kemi John.
And I'm Gabriella Akimboye.
Woohoo!
Can you believe this
welcome
is
to the last episode.
Episode of this season.
It's the last episode of the season, you guys.
It feels, I'm blushing.
It's emotional.
I feel like I've accomplished something in life.
It's very emotional.
Oh my goodness,
I know.
We did it.
High five. We did it. A whole season, y'all. A whole season.
Talking to you
of
guys.
Talking. Thinking of different topics that we want to share. Bringing a couple, I think at least one person.
One person this season.
We would definitely do better in the next season.
In the next season.
Yeah. Like, there's so many plans, isn't there? Like, there's so many.
I wish I could tell you guys.
I mean, but they're going to be here. You guys are going to be here. You're going to be following us through the journey. And you're going to be seeing the different adjustments that we're going to be adding. Yeah.
And
I'm so excited.
I am.
So today we're going to be sharing the highlight of the season, you guys. We're going to be doing a recap of our season one.
My favorite.
Yeah, what's
your season one?
First highlight.
My first highlight for season one is the fact that older people watch us.
I know.
To be honest, that's my, like, I've had older people come to me and be like, oh, I watch you guys, just keep doing it. I'm learning from you guys. You can't learn. You have to keep learning every day. And the fact that learning from young married people.
And they're
people,
willing to, they're actually willing to listen.
That's my highlight.
I have positive highlights and negative highlights. We have to talk about both. We just have to talk about both.
I don't have any negative.
Oh, really? I have negative highlights. But yeah. It's interesting that older people actually watch us. And not just watch it, but they give us
feedback.
So thank you, mummies. Thank you, daddies. Thank you, uncles. Thank you, aunties,
you
for watching us.
One of our followers that's like, Ayubu did not post today.
Yes. That is just amazing. It's very encouraging.
It is.
What's my number one positive highlight? I think my positive highlight is getting a call from a friend. Mm-hmm. She lives in another city in the same state. And she gave me a call the night our first episode dropped. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yo, you guys were amazing. And she was legit, like, stating out things that we said, what it meant. And we had a whole full, like, blown conversation.
Wow.
About, like, it's as if we were doing the podcast again. No, we were legit talking about it. Like, oh, yes, it's true. When you people said this and that, I was like,
that's so nice.
It made me feel so good.
That's
like, I was so
nice.
Happy. So that was my first positive highlights of that season.
My second favorite is the fact that every time me and my friends are watching us, we are arguing.
I know, like, we're always shaking tables.
Arguments in the house. I don't be like, wait, but I'm the one who did this thing now. Yeah. Why am I following this people?
You'll be looking surprised, like, we did say that. Well, this is what it means.
Like, even me, I'm like, I'm not supposed to be following this people to be arguing. Yeah. I'm the one saying all these things, but yet we are legit arguing. Like, how come you people said this? I did not say that. The boys come and say, no, you're supposed to be like this.
Legit. I'm that, like, feels amazing.
It does.
That one happens. My other highlight now is my husband. Mm-hmm. We legit watch it together and be like, oh, is this really how you think? Oh, wow. But I wish you could actually act like this in real life. I'm like, really? Like, he's always giving feedback. You would think he's our manager or something.
That's
like
good.
This is what you guys should need to do better.
That's good. See,
you
see,
need to do the
brother?
Same thing. Like, nah, it's a good highlight. Your husband did the same thing.
Well,
that's another highlight. For
like,
us.
He will come to the studio and sit down and say, let me see what you put.
He would legit. I remember the first episode, right? He watched it, and we have a group chat, and he wrote down a whole paragraph.
Like, calm down.
This is what you should do. This is the goal. This, I'm like, no. So we have. I'm really glad that at least they both support us in that aspect. Thank you guys so much. It's great to have positive, supportive community.
And my mom, literally, I don't know if I told you, one time when I finally told my, because before we started, I told my mom because she needed to help me babysit and all.
Oh, and yes, then, your mom babysits for us every day this. Oh, God bless mommy.
I know.
That is so true.
Yeah,
we should not forget mommy.
Can't forget, but she's right now, she's babysitting.
Legit, Gabby would just say, let me call mommy, let me see if she can take you know, my son.
I know.
And then that's it. She's good to go. God bless you, mommy.
Actually, the day we're filming this episode, I wanted my sister, because my sister was around from college. I wanted her to babysit for me at home. My mom was like, ah, no, now bring
him. Like, it's so dope. It's like I said, it's very amazing to have a good community. You guys keep us going. You keep encouraging us, and I'm happy.
Okay. Love you guys so much.
Yeah, we do. Another highlight for me was my friend, another friend of mine. She came visiting.
Oh, I remember you told me.
She legit showed me her journal. Legit showed me
a
place where she actually writes out all the points that we made.
But that's good.
And
though.
What it means to her and how it's helping her. Yeah. She was like, oh, I didn't know this. I think it was the episode where we talked about what to look for in a man.
Oh, right? Yeah,
or like questions
to
ask a man, something like that. And she legit, like, was every writing. Single detail she had it on her notes. I was like,
that's good. It makes me happy. Makes me happy.
Yeah.
And then my sister's roommate too in school, a friend. I don't really? Think they're roommate. Yeah. So I was talking to my sister one day, and then I was like, oh, we needed to shoot. And she was like, oh yeah, let me tell my friend about your podcast.
Yeah.
And literally right there, the girl was like,
yeah, I was gonna say my sister's name. Is it my sister too? Like, she was like, that one was a very funny scenario. She was at work and she was telling them, go get on my sister's podcast. So what's the name? And then she was trying to remember the name of the podcast. I just went dissing her like,
you don't know the name.
Okay, she finally remembered the name and she was like, oh, so what is it about? Oh, so it's about women. Okay, what about women? It's about women. You know what she now ended it with? She was like, go watch it. Go get it for yourself. And those people came back and they subscribed. So I was like,
that's good. See?
But yeah, like it's actually very encouraging. I'm not going to lie.
My other highlight is the fact that we have people waiting on the list to want to come as a guest.
That is amazing.
I'm telling you, because like, remember that when we started, amazing. We were like, oh my God, who are we going to invite?
But we have
but
people,
the fact that people are like, I'm down.
Oh, yo,
I'm down.
Let me tell you. So there was one time I was talking to one of our uncles, I think two of them actually, and they were like, we need to bring you on. Like, and they were like, yeah, I'm down. And I was like, what?
Like,
I'm
no
amazed
struggle.
That they can actually want to come. Like, it's an encouragement.
It's so cool.
Do you have any other... Any other highlights? I'm trying to think about it. Like,
I'm trying to think of a negative one, actually.
Oh, I have it's not a negative one. It's more like a good criticism. So I think our first episode, we're talking about something that has to do with the Bible and Christianity and things like that. And that person that called me to give me like a feedback, like, hey, you got to be careful of how you talk about the Bible. Like, you have to be careful about how you talk about Christianity. And they explained it in their own like perspective, like, so what we said and what they picked from it. So it wasn't like, oh, they were just like dishing out like, oh, you guys were bad or whatever. And it just, what that did for me is it dawned on me that this is a platform and you have to be careful of what you say because you don't know how people might react to it. And I want to put it out there for like, as of now, best believe whatever we say on this podcast is for a positive intention.
Yeah,
it's for a positive impact. We never say things to hurt people. We never try to say things to hurt any religion or any group or anything. We're both Christians. I would like to say that. Very good
like to say that.
Christians. we love Christ. We follow Christ as well. And I see it when they say things like that because I'm like, I understand your perspective. But I also want you to understand our perspective as well. But yeah, we never say things to mean any negative thing. This is a positive zone right here, you guys. That's what we created this for.
We like the vibe.
Yeah.
The positive vibe.
Yeah. Another highlight for me that I liked was when we did our short introduction video. And we wore our boobo. I think that
We need to bring that boobo back.
Yeah, we're always going to wear boobo.
Yeah, because I like comfortable.
Yeah. I just like that we can be comfy in our own space and talk about it.
It is.
Another highlight for me, I just thought about it, is our very first guest of season one.
She
our first and only guest of season one was amazing. Yeah. Because she was nervous at first. And then we just like...
It was like there was a 360. I was like,
yeah, we were just okay. Like legit just having a conversation, yeah. And we're just talking and nothing, mm-hmm. Nothing. It was never awkward. It was just like girls gisting, yeah. Right?
And you remember after we finished filming, she was like, this feels like therapy.
Yeah. She legit told me, so I saw her yesterday. Yeah. She told me, oh, it was so fun and all that. So
I think we should bring her back.
No, we're definitely bringing bringing her back. It was a good time. I mm-hmm. personally felt, I mean, I always have a good time with you. But I felt like she was a good she could mix with both of us so well so yeah. I enjoyed it. Okay, what other highlights we have?
Let me see, I'm thinking.
We gotta give shout out to all the fans that add our numbers and they could text us on text messages. do you know what I just thought about? Another highlight is one of my very close sister friend. She told me, she was like, we cannot be doing this bi-weekly. We need to be doing this weekly because she's always on it. Like, and she was like, I can't always be waiting for a bring out Friday every 2 weeks. Nigga, come no every way, week.
We're getting there.
Right. And it just, there. I was like, so you enjoy us that much. That's cool.
That is amazing. To be honest.
So yeah, thank you all so much for an amazing season. We had a fun time, and not just because it was fun. I hope that we've shared some educative things mm-hmm. for people as well.
I hope they've learned something. Because that's the goal, to be honest, at the end
really,
of the day.
Really, yeah. That's the goal. Especially for women. We always want women, younger women, older women to know things better. Like I was saying to my friend, writing out things. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it wasn't like she didn't know what questions to ask a man, but like probably there are some things in that episode that she probably never heard of, and she was like, oh, this is gonna guide me, and I like that's kind of the impact that we're creating.
Please, amazing.
That's what this podcast is about,
the positive vibe.
Positive zone. Okay, so before we end our season, wanted to give you guys another juicy episode today. Wanted to give you something to remember us by. Yes, so that while we're like transitioning from this season to another season, you guys can remember us by like, season one, last episode.
We're taking a break.
Yes, you guys. We're going to take a little break. It's not going to be a long one.
Don't miss us.
Yeah, just in between our seasons to, reshoot, recap, re-strategize, do things better, mm-hmm. and then come back fresh and new. Fresh and new for season two. I can't believe we're saying season two.
I know already.
Can you believe it? Yeah, I can't believe that. So yeah, we'll come back and feel rejuvenated, revitalized for you guys.
You can come in season two now. Kemi will have pink hair. Never can tell.
Very, very. It can be blue.
It can be indigo or violet.
Anything can happen for season two, right? So we'll take a little bit of break. You're right. Mm-hmm. To kind of like re-strategize that. But it's not going to be a long break. Don't worry. We're going to be back at your radio. On your TV.
On your social media.
Very quick. All right. But today we're going to give you guys one last episode. And we're going to be talking about what I have an opinion over. So, Gabby, we've listed a couple things.
We have an
opinion on. And we're going to just talk like popcorn things.
Just a little. I have an opinion.
It's like just a little.
Just a little. Switch. I have an opinion.
Please, what do you have an opinion on?
If you ask me out on a date, mm-hmm. you pay.
Bam.
Don't come and make me dress, mm-hmm. do shave everything, and then you're expecting me to pay.
So what if it's a girl that asks?
If I ask you for a date, I don't mind paying.
Yeah, because
even though it sounds a little bit kind of...
I am paying still. If I ask you for a date, if you cannot be a sharpshooter, ask you for a date, and you say, okay, let's go, you better be paying your check. Abby, at least I did that one for you.
I helped you.
But some people will argue like, Abby, should be you. You're the one that invited me. So yeah, pay.
But I do. And one cultural shock, moving to the U.S., since we're speaking about dates, you know, in Nigeria, if so, always want to eat dinner, like my birthday now, I'm taking you guys to go eat dinner from birthday. The person taking the whole family to dinner will pay, right?
In Nigeria,
over here,
yeah.
If you don't have your money, sit down at home because I'm gonna pay by yourself.
That's why they call it American Star, baby. are we going American Star? Oh, it's American Star, my love. Because why should I invite you to restaurants? And then I'll be paying for all of you people. For what? Now my stomach chop them. Unless I have now made it in life.
But yeah, the one that brought us, is it, to me, it's almost like the same thing with the date. Like, if you're asking me out for
one, it's a different thing. These dates, we are doing cordial intimacy. Like, all last episode. This is an intimate moment, okay? This one is between man and woman.
So.
If it's like a girl's date now, girl's night. Mm-hmm. I want to take you guys. Oh, guys, let's go out.
For my birthday.
Nigga, bring your check, if not, you go so far.
Go wash plates.
I know they do that too. But I've had like good, well-to-do family members, uncles.
And then
they'll pay for it. So yeah. It's not like, oh, we have anything. Of course, please pay for it. In fact, I'm happy. You know the one I like? The one you can actually put your cards in a bowl. And then the person.
The waiter will pick that one. Go blood
I can
you.
Never do that. I don't. I mean, maybe that when I've go become good. Like I said, when I've made it in life. Yeah, be praying for, even if I've made this, no pick my card, because it's still be, I think it's fun, but it's very like, hey!
Don't worry, your ass today.
Especially with me, with my card that has design. Hey, no see y'all. Yeah, so, but oh no, goodness. On the matter of who should pay, please, yes, even if you ask for a date, mm-hmm. at least
you believe prepare, the man should
even
pay.
If you say girl, no, I'm even saying, if the girl that asks for the date, mm-hmm. prepare to at least pay for you guys' meal. Mm-hmm. In case it goes, I'm like, oh, Shebi, you're the one that invited me, pay now.
Yeah.
But if you're a man, you're doing that, you're shameless a little bit. I said what I said, man. Moving on. As in, at least have money to pay for.
He did not ask you for the date now, maybe because he did not have money. I was like, no, ask you for the date.
You girls, to stop asking guys that are broke on the dates.
Hey.
Don't ask broke guys on the dates. Anyways, moving on. What do I have an opinion on? I have an opinion on how many times you should have sex in a week as a married couple. FYI.
How many times? Let me throw that.
How many times?
How many times?
It's an opinion. Me, I don't have an answer.
You should.
I don't have. How many times do you think you should have sex? I should have sex in a week.
It depends on your sex drive. So if it's somebody that they don't really have a high.
But the average person, how many times can you have sex in a week?
Four times in a week. 3 to 4 is not bad, though.
My mic shook.
Really? 3 to 4 is not bad. Seven days, okay.
Okay, counting weekend.
Now.
So 4 times in a weekend.
Yeah, 3 to 4.
How you gonna do
them? What do you mean? How we gonna do them?
Yeah, like back to back, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or spread out.
Not necessarily back to back. And again, like for married couples, sex is not something that we say today. Let's have timetable.
It just happens.
Monday, Friday, Thursday, we're having sex. No, it just happens.
Yeah, because that's why I said I have an opinion about it, because mm-hmm. I've always heard different people have different.
So you think people should schedule. Have timetable for sex?
Not schedule, not like people have different way of thinking about it. I've heard people that say just twice in a week is fine. I've heard people that say 5 times in a week. I've heard people that
say, it depends six on times your, in a week. On your your sex drive.
If you have sex 7/7 as a married couple, who's your therapist? I want to know. Like, what's the problem that they are giving you? Because I don't know.
Some people just.
Well, I think 4 times a week is not a bad time. It's not a bad average, right? Yeah, so that's good. So what do you have an opinion on?
I have an opinion on friends that I look good, but you cannot compliment me.
Hey, enemies of progress. Like,
I'm not really the complimenty kind of person.
Right, I am. Please compliment me, Galo.
No, like when I mean... Like, I can see you. Mm-hmm. I may not really tell you, baby, you look really good today. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that the day you not actually, like, I noticed the extra.
Like, you actually dress well.
I noticed that extra. I'm like,
What's happening here?
Like, the other day I saw you with that blue. I was like, I'm going to remove it too.
And one thing I actually like that people do, which you are part of those people, who say, this is your outfit. Just go and take
go
it
and take, Go and take it, remove it.
We are going home, go naked. This outfit is coming on with me. I was like that.
She has this particular shoe. Mm. Every time I see her in church with that shoe, I'll be like, go outfit.
And I like that we kind of understand what it means. Like, mm-hmm. it's a good, to me, I think it's a good compliment. Like, what's wrong with complimenting people? Just tell me. It's free of charge. Come on.
You're cute today. So yeah. I have an opinion on that.
Yeah. Me, I have an opinion on people who watch your stories on Instagram and don't ever like your post.
I'm guilty.
Like, what the
I'm
hell?
Feeling guilty.
What are you people doing on Instagram? That's,
okay, so I'm not really an Instagram person, which mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I see your story, I will like the story.
Mm-hmm.
But the extra efforts of me clicking on the story to go and look at the post.
Mm-hmm. You mean those ones that you like you post a post to, mm-hmm. and I take it to story. To story.
I don't do that.
You would see the story and pass it.
I would see the story and like and pass.
You react to the story.
I'll react to the story. But if I see the actual post when I'm scrolling, I will react to it too as
okay,
well.
Okay, okay, okay.
But don't expect that. I will take that extra effort to say, oh, let me click on it and go and watch it.
And watch it. Yeah, I was thinking that you would say, you just react to the story, but you will not actually like the post.
No, if I see the post, I will like the post.
That would have been funny. But no, see, that your one is even a good one. I'm talking about people that they are following you just mm-hmm. to be watching you. They will never like
monetary
your post.
Monetary spirits.
They will never, no matter what you do, even like if it's a good post, if it's not a good post, they will mm-hmm. never like it. But you see them always on your story, story as part of the people that viewed it. Why?
Monitoring spirits.
That's don't view my story if you cannot like my post. Bye bye.
That's what they call them.
Yeah. Okay. So what else do you have an opinion on?
I have, as a mother, I have this one. It's personal. As a mommy, mm-hmm. I have an opinion on social media mothers.
What's
who
that?
Would, for example, eat with my toddler, right?
Mm-hmm.
First meal, pancake. You got strawberry. The child will finish it.
Food I would not be eating. Like, you know, be like, how can this baby finish this food?
There's one I saw the other day. The baby had a whole drumstick with two teeth. Two tiny little thing. And you tell me that child ate it? Come on.
Anything for the gram. Anything for the gram,
come
y'all.
Come on. And you know, the reason why I don't like it is, it makes other mothers feel like they're doing something
wrong. How come
my
kid is not eating this much?
He's not eating this much. You understand? And I'm like, stop doing that because I have a toddler and he likes food.
But you cannot eat a drumstick by himself.
Drumstick. How will he chew the bone? I will
say that his teeth in the back have not grown finish. Please, let's be careful. That one is even nice. People that will now go and put lace wig on their children. Go. Or even this, our lashes. You see a small baby or a small kid. With, I mean, to each their own. But like, I have an opinion like a little bit about that
let
one.
Let kids be kids.
Like, why would you be wearing lace wig on them?
With colorful beads?
Abio.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
And if you notice, like, usually female children that they do. And you better see that a too. Male child.
That's actually very true. That's actually very true.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you're like, oh, you fancy long hair and all that. Mm-hmm. Then grow you out your child's hair. I don't even mind silk pressing. Press
you
it if you need to
press
it.
If you want. But which one is lace wig?
For what?
They'll fix lashes.
And lashes.
And then the child
and do makeup.
Crop top.
Hey, they'll not do makeup. They can even do makeup and do blush. I'm like, kilo dinner. Fire ballet. Let them
doing,
be kids.
Lady girls doing makeup. Just use mascara, lip gloss. What's it
makeup,
all?
Past makeup. Oh, this makeup, I'm telling you that these people with lace wig. I need to find one and show you. You will see blush. Like I'm saying, you see blush.
Nah.
It's too much. Too much. Like, let kids be kids. Okay, me, I have an opinion about men who don't shave their armpits. Yes, I want to shake the table. Please, if you're a man out there,
shave.
I know it's a masculine thing for
you. There's nothing masculine about it.
Especially the athletes. Oh my
God. I don't
goodness.
Think there's any. To me, it's not sexy. There's not. It's, not,
it's
disgusting.
It's actually not sexy to me. That's actually very
it's
true.
Very disgusting.
Athletes would legit be raising their armpit up. You are running. You're obviously going to be sweating. And you have hair on your armpits. Please shave your armpits. Whatever a man here, it's not just for women. Shave your armpits.
Shave your abia.
Please don't let it be smelly. Yeah, so I have an opinion about that.
Ew.
I'm period. Okay.
This one is not on the list, and it's about men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find bodybuilders sexy.
I have an opinion about muscles. No, so I actually like muscles, but if it's appropriate. So now the question is, what is appropriate
body builders?
So all of them, even if it's just small muscle.
Have you seen a proper bodybuilder?
Oh, like the ones
like
that...
bodybuilder.
Do you know that guy? Do you know that guy on Instagram? Like
that guy.
Do. That guy makes my phone shake.
Instagram can be so annoying. Instagram can be so annoying. You just sent me that man's video once.
You can send
me. I'll keep seeing. I'm like, what is going on?
Nah, man.
Mm-mm. Even with girls, I don't find
funny.
Girls.
No, that's true. Some
girls
don't
that actually have muscles and bodybuilding, it gives me an ache when I see them on dresses.
Right. You know, I see their big muscles.
I'm like, just please cover up women.
Just
women.
Wear your sweatpants. That's actually funny. That's actually funny. Well, some people do it for, that's their career. some women.
But that's what I'm saying. Wear your sweatpants. Why are you wearing dress?
And they still wear dress now. No. They still got
I don't see you as a woman anymore. I'm sorry.
You have turned to something else.
I don't, man.
Okay, okay. What else do we have an opinion on?
I think it should be your turn.
Is it mine? I talked about the armpit woman. Oh, the armpit man,
I
right?
I have an opinion on men that believe that childcare is totally a woman's job.
Yeah, bro. I don't respect men like that, man. Like, listen, it's our children to get down. We make that them child together.
Or the children together. It takes two to tango. So therefore, if me have suffered 9 months, my body is still going through postpartum. Excuse me, you need to contribute.
You know, I always love men. Talking about parenting with men, I love men that actually take their daughters on dates.
I know
it's like switching from it, but like, I'm like, that's still part it's of you caring for
to
them.
Me, I like it. I love men that take their kids for grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Like, I like when I go into Walmart. Take them. And then I'm seeing the man with the children. I'm
take them. Like, it's something cute about a man that knows his responsibility.
Taking a break.
Yeah. Please, there's nothing cuter. Please don't leave the care of the children to just the woman.
But you know, a lot of men actually believe that.
Men do that?
Yeah.
Please, so don't come my way. Please.
He says don't come my way. No, don't my brother my way. Is a good boy. He's a good guy.
Nah, it's not going to be like that. Anyways, me, I have an opinion on men who can't cook. A blood of Jesus. Talk my about love. Men that don't, she don't come my way.
Man.
Please.
It's a skill. I feel it's a survival skill.
Yeah. Cooking should not be a gender role.
It shouldn't.
It's just a normal survival skill.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Like, I feel like
2024, come on.
I feel like nowadays, like if I'm still in a dating spec or whatever, if you tell me you can't cook, that's one of the red flags. I'm like,
I'm serious.
What do you mean?
I'm like, what do you mean you can't cook?
I'm like, oh, I can cook noodles. And so? You better cook.
You can cook noodles in the microwave.
Yeah, like, it's not even about, so that you'll be the only one cooking in the house. No. But, like you said, survival. What if I'm sick? What if something happens? What if I'm not around?
Speaking of, like, for me...
You should be able to cook for the family.
I don't think we've ever told them. When I was pregnant for my first child, I was sick for 3 months straight.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we need to tell them about that story. Season 2, y'all. Season 2 is coming.
I was sick for 3 months straight. Do you think I was the same person that going to the kitchen to cook?
You legit,
you starve, or you go and be buying food outside.
You legit see Ella's husband legit cooking,
bruh.
For not just for her, for the whole family. But even when we come visiting, the food they ready for us to eat as guests. Can you imagine? So you know, it's not even about so that you can be a slave. No, it's not about that. You need to. One of the things that my husband has that I really like. I'm not gonna lie, my husband cooks more than me.
Yeah, I doubt what I know.
Not even
it's
about
so
he
funny
cooks
because
more than
if
me.
If I come to your house and I taste the jollof rice,
you
I
legend know my husband's taste.
Like, this is coolest jollof rice. This is your husband's jollof rice.
You legend know. You're like, this is his taste.
Yeah.
This is the truth. It doesn't mean that I won't cook or I can't cook, but it's just that. It's just part
if
of it.
Taste,
it's like
if you taste her talking.
Like, it's just how it is.
Jollof fry about it.
It's just
my
how
God.
It is. You just have to be able to balance each other up, you know, because there are some days that even if we are not sick, I just don't want to cook. And you have a man that just be like, don't worry, babe, I got you.
Bro.
You just cook. Bruh, I remember going for a trip and then legit, they were like, you guys just chill, go have a good time. Men will cook. And the men were in the kitchen and they were cooking, they whipped up food for us. Finished food, we all came to the dining, we're like, we ate. That's a form of like, dates, you know. So why can't you cook? What's there cooking? Yeah. Please, if you haven't learned how to cook, go on. Please don't even be saying it out. No, that is
it's
shameful.
It's embarrassing.
Thing.
It's quite shameful.
No, that is a shameful thing shameful. To say.
Like, you know,
I don't
I
know
used
how to cook.
Say this thing that I have a son. I used to say that when he's even right now.
Oh,
Seth,
I can't wait for your child to grow up because I know you. Ugh,
well, you will cook. As it is right now, he's still a toddler, but if he's done eating, I give him napkin and I say wipe
to clean
yeah.
Exactly. See exactly, bro. I can't wait for your child. I feel like, bro, that one is not even a thing.
It's not
thing,
you.
Yeah.
You are gonna be a full package. He's gonna be a full packaged man.
Yes, yeah, so whichever wife you are lucky to be having us in your life. Yeah.
You know, it's your daughter.
It's probably going to be my daughter, okay? I'll be like, so of course your mother taught you that.
Some people will come for you.
Exactly.
Because the list is long.
Exactly. No.
Because you know that right now, I'm the only one with a male child. Most of my friends are busy.
Well, we've already claimed him from child, from within. From when he was in the womb.
When he was in the womb.
But yeah.
The last one for me.
Mm-hmm. What is it? This one is like, ha. Tell us
I
the last
one. I have
an
opinion on men who don't know how to dress.
Hey. My own is not even just men. Everybody. Women too. Please. It's not like I'm a best dresser.
Mm-hmm. But at least just
talk
be able
about
to
the
put,
men first. Let me
be able to put like me personally, mm-hmm. I love to dress my man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing of joy.
Joy. When you see
I want to go out and like the last time we had somebody's I think it was yours.
What?
Bachelor party?
Yeah, bachelor party.
And literally bachelor I was trip. On the phone and someone of the guys collected the phone from him and was like,
back
wow.
to back to back
like
to back
he's
to
just
back.
Giving us that gives
every
me joy.
Outfit on that trip was a hit.
Was a hit. Me, I love that. If my husband tells me I'm going for a trip, he don't need to send me message. Me, more send myself Arami. I go and look for. I say, okay, wear this one and this one today. It's I not mean, like he doesn't know how to dress, but I want when he goes out,
let them see your hand on him.
It looks presentable outside.
Let them see your hand on
you. Some men they don't care if their wife. They don't. I'm like, come on. At least be able to put a shirt and a collar together.
So what I don't like is when, even if it's not just man and wife, girlfriend and boyfriend. What I don't like is when the girl looks takes time to dress herself up, she looks good, and you cannot take care of your man in a way like, it's not about like dictating to him, but like, you know, encouraging him, baby, you know, you can throw this one on, you know, you can match it up like this, like just so that you put time for him to look good as well. Same as the man. The man should not just be looking good and then the wife
like,
is not looking good.
Honestly, I don't like when I walk into a place and I say husband or wife, the husband is looking,
and the wife is
and
like,
wife
"Where's
like,
your wife?"
And you be like, "Exactly, where's your wife?"
Another one is parents. You look all good, but your children are not looking
my
like.
God, that
I'm
one
like,
gives
what?
Me it.
There even has to be that balance.
It's so bad for me that even if we're not going anywhere, you probably have FaceTimed me multiple times.
And
I might just
even
have
in the house.
A nice gown on.
Yeah,
but you see, my child,
even
he's gonna be
house.
Dressed up.
Oh, you know one thing I heard the story about one of my uncles, our uncles here, and the level of respect I had for him just heightened up. Let me tell you why. So they had a car. Mm-hmm. They had a car. Maybe they had two cars, but they sure had a car, basically. And when there was time for them to get a new car, they got a newer car, a very nicer car, right? You know that he left that nicer car for his wife
to start
driving. And then he took the old car.
Of course.
I'm like, you better be doing that.
Of course.
Like, so that I prefer that my child is the one looking good. I prefer that my wife is the one
looking good.
I prefer that my husband... No, well, I don't prefer that my husband is looking good. My point is, women naturally can dress more. Mm-hmm. Men, some men can dress too. Most men will just be like, anyhow.
They don't really care.
But
as much.
When you see a woman in their life, you should be able to tell the difference. You know? So I agree to that. What I was saying about me not liking not just men, even women. I don't like women that don't know how to do makeup. I don't mean drawing brows. No, legit. I don't mean drawing brows, doing lashes. That's not what I'm saying.
People will call for you.
You guys, I need you to listen. This has nothing to do with I can do contour, I can do blush, I can do it. But at least
be able to put foundation on or something.
Raw powder. Put gloss on your mouth. For Christ's sake. Shave your brows if you cannot draw it. Do something. Pack your hair up.
I need to help you shave them or something.
Right. This is not these people that say I'm just natural. Even with natural, you can still look dope as hell. Bro,
you be natural doesn't mean you look like you're
like
suffering.
Like you're tattered. Yeah. Come on. So I went to a Christian college when I was in Nigeria for a year or so, right? At Babcock University. At Babcock, we don't used to do paparazzi. So that's always the excuse, like, oh, you just look. I'm like, I always look. I still used to do slight makeup when I was in Babcock.
You don't even like makeup like I do.
Like, your own level, your own makeup level is another level, please FYI. But I remember when I was in Babcock, my friends can testify to this. Like, I always went out. Anytime I want to go out, I must have makeup on. To the point they used to tell me that, can't you just go out without makeup? Now I can do it. Now I can go out without makeup because I've started doing my skincare and all that. But what I'm trying to say is that I used to watch girls when we're back up, because sometimes we have fellowship.
Yeah.
And I will see them. And you just look like
what's
that.
Going on?
There was a time I had a friend. I called. I said, at least look like you did not just get up from bed and then
come
out.
Outside.
Don't embarrass us. Just look like you took a shower. Look like you put powder on. Brush your hair.
But that Nigeria thing, though.
Come on.
Because I went
lady.
To a Christian school, too. And then you will see some of like the pastor's wife.
Is that how you whispering it? No, but you some see? Pastor's wives are giving.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, my mom used to say something that the fact that I'm a Christian doesn't mean that I should look like I'm suffering. How if I look like I'm so I'm are you going to go and preach to me?
How are you gonna preach to people unknowingly?
Like,
yeah,
look good.
Yeah,
let them see the goodness of God in you. Like, yeah. Not coming and your hair is. I won't take you seriously.
Yeah, because I remember when I was younger, one of the things I used to see and admire with older sisters, older sisters' friends, were those
look.
That looked good. Like, I'm like, oh wow, I can't wait to grow older to look. You know the Omowobis, and you know the good, modest aunties.
But you know that I like,
you
right
know
now,
them,
I like this new modesty trend.
There's a modesty trend online, I mean, now, right,
I
in trend.
I love it.
That you don't have to
you
do...
You don't have to expose your body
because
to...
There's a very thin line between looking Omowobi and looking trashy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very thin line. Because you can be sexy, revealing or not, but if you're not careful, you can do that and look trashy.
Yeah.
So now people are like, you know, I can still look very sexy and still be covered up, right?
If we're speaking of covering,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I know I say it's last. I have an opinion. I have another opinion. I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it.
That what?
Have an opinion on Instagram dancers.
Oh, that's true.
That we wear short skirts. And be doing leg work.
And I'll not be like this.
And you not be doing like this. Excuse me, auntie. You better remove your hand because sure you want to tell me that you didn't knew that when they are jumping up, the skirts will jump with you.
You already Kukuma wore the shorts. Leave it.
Let
me fly.
Let's
go
see
them.
Exactly what you wanted us to see.
That's funny.
Honestly, that
thing
actually, it gets me upset.
That's funny. It's not even about dancers. Even people that wear normal shorts. You not go outside. You not be like this.
There's this lady that on TikTok.
Yeah.
She said... She said, "This I can't remember the trend exactly. They say she's not wearing trend. They say she's not wearing short skirt. Now you want to enter Okada. I said I should close my eyes. No, I see how
you go. I go look up. It's you that came to give it to me. No, legit.
Yeah,
that's
thing
actually
it pisses me off. I'm
that's
not going to
lie.
Because I love dancing. And I love to look at Instagram and TikTok.
Trends
and dance and everything. Come on.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's only if you are doing this hand dance and you know that the lower part of your body is not moving. Okay,
there are some people that wear shorts that look so good, though.
But not to come and dance.
But
or short
you know those
gowns,
people.
Come and dance.
Those people don't ever like pull it down. They know how to carry themselves. Like it goes well. I feel like anything that would have to do with dressing, whether makeup, whether by with your outfit, just know what works for your body and. Trust me, you can slay it.
Mm-hmm.
You can slay
it. And be comfortable.
And be comfortable in it. You can slay. If you are like a covered up girl, you can still wear covered up and still look fly.
Mm-hmm.
If you are like a revealing girl, you can still wear
revealing
things
and
still look fly and not trashy. So just know what works for your body.
Speaking of dress, I think we need to stop this. I have an opinion because me have plenty of opinion.
Hey, spill one
you
last one.
All those nails.
Hey, I have an opinion on long nails. Like too long nails. Come on. That's what I said. There's a thin line between that and trashy.
It look just...
Yeah, just you have to maintain things. You have to balance things.
Come on.
Yeah. But I think this was cool.
Ah!
Episode
have
an
opinion.
Yeah,
another
opinion.
Edges that want to reach the eyebrow. Let's just stop. Because...
No, some people do the edges really good. I'm not gonna
Why
lie.
Is it touching your eyebrow?
Not those ones, but like those edges.
I'm not talking about the ones that are touching your eyebrow.
Well, it's their vibe, I guess.
I have an opinion again.
On what? How many opinions do you have? What do you...
It's a beauty. Don't call me because I have plenty of opinions.
What's that opinion?
It's those people that used to do latins.
Yeah.
That they cannot now open their eye.
That one is not... That one is trashy, yo. Nah.
Please, what's
nah,
it?
Nah, nah,
what's
nah.
What's the goal?
Nah. Please
the
dress
eyes
better.
Will be red.
Like from the reaction. probably the reaction. Please, I beg. But no. I think honestly, fashion is nice.
It is.
Good fashion is nicer. Don't know just how to do it well. Learn. It's nothing bad if you go online, especially now that we have YouTube University. Just go and learn.
Shit, I'm a graduate.
Yeah. I'm not a graduate. I'm still inside it. I'm still learning.
Look, what, on some part, I'm a graduate. I've graduated.
You graduate. You graduated.
I'm graduated.
I can't. Oh my goodness. Honestly, guys, if we keep going, we'll just keep going and have more opinions. But if you guys enjoyed this, I have an opinion and stuff, we can keep doing that because I'm enjoying it. It helps us just pick things on popcorn basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk about it. Yeah. All right, you guys, we have had a pleasant season one, y'all.
I know.
And I hope you guys have enjoyed it as well.
I'll miss you guys. Just this little break that we're having.
Hey, I'll miss you guys too. Honestly, I hope you guys don't miss us too much.
Try not but to.
If you do, you can just always leave tune a comment. In, leave a comment. Go back and watch our episodes. Give us new ideas that you want us to start talking about. I think one of the, let's talk about aspirations for season two. Some of the things that we can share. I think some of the things we would like to do, have more guests, yes, you know, to have more deep conversations on the show. Another thing is we would have to, like, engage you guys more. We would like to be sharing things that you guys want us to share.
Yeah, we should, have, like, a question.
Yeah, we'll have questions that we'll throw out to you guys, and then, or you guys throw questions at us, and then we talk about it. Or if you have any problem of your life, or maybe your friend has a problem in their life,
and you'd like for us your life for
to
me.
Talk about it and give you our own 2 cents, because 2 cents is all we are here to do, right?
That's all.
Please share it. So those are the things we'll be looking
out for. If you don't want to put it in the comment section, you can just send us a DM.
Yeah, send us a DM. Send our, there's an email on our Instagram
as well.
And, you know, you guys can just email that to us. We'll definitely be advertising that more on our social. If you haven't followed our social media,
you are doing some. I have an opinion on you.
Please. You are part of the people we have opinion on. I have an opinion on people that watch and don't subscribe.
Another opinion.
Yeah, so please go subscribe to us talking about that on YouTube and watch us on your platforms like Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, Google,
and anywhere else you like, iHeartRadio, whatever you like to watch your or listen to your podcast on, go and listen to us. Give your comments, and we're going to be posting our email, or you can just, like Gabby said, write us a DM. Write all your dilemmas there, and then we can come and talk. I can't wait to talk about dilemmas. Honestly, I will just be laughing. Sorry, I won't laugh at you, but.
I knew the bus was coming. I just knew it.
I will laugh at you. But. So, yeah, those are the things that we have in stock for you for season two. And we're super excited. Anyways, till we see you guys on the next episode, which is next season.
Next season. Oh, my God.
Enjoy yourself and keep being beautiful. Mwah. Love you guys. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Fun. Yay. Let's come and end it. Shady bala bala. 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 Shady bala bala.